Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
2 weeks in the books, Jones.
Yep.
Two weeks of the NFL season have been complete after last night's Falcons comeback win over the Eagles. So why don't we freshen up the tiers? And what we've decided to do is we have come up with the tiers off air, because sometimes that can take 20 minutes on its own.
Yeah, a lot of negotiating, right. A lot of horse trading, a lot of back and forth.
There's always an opportunity, if the mood strikes, to add tiers or subtract tiers.
Oh, but in real time.
In real time.
Ooh.
That is allowed. But right now we have seven tiers going into today. We have Super Bowl favorites at the top, just a bit outside. That would be the second tier. That means
contenders.
They're just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Thank you, Harry, of being Super Bowl favorites. The third tier, now maybe we can even move this around, but right now we have frisky. Teams frisky like a cat.
That sounds frisky.
Put them third. No QB is fourth. There might be a few that, you know, are like, hey, I like that team, but I'm not really sure
what's
about
up with the quarterback.
Do it to the other team.
Bo Picks.
Bo Picks.
Possibly.
I don't think Bo Picks is going to be on that tier.
Another tier is could be worse.
Okay.
You know, meaning the team could be worse.
Yeah.
We have number two pick watch. Who's on the clock for the number two pick?
Yep.
Because at the bottom, I want to call it Bryce Young was here. That'll be the last bottom tier.
Great.
Because nobody seems worse than, not to tip our hand too much, but the Carolina Panthers seem like the worst outfit right now.
They might need their own separate tier. Yeah.
So that's what we got right now. Those are the seven tiers that these teams can fall into. Let's have Billy toss out the teams, and then we'll start tiering them.
AFC East, the Buffalo Bills.
So the Buffalo Bills, Jones, I think are a little bit better than I thought through 2 weeks. I thought it was going to be more of a down year. Josh Allen doesn't have a lot going around, but they just worked the Dolphins. And even before Tua suffered his latest concussion, he was playing horribly. That offense was doing nothing. So they had a comeback win against Arizona, then an impressive win on a Thursday night against Miami. Are they a Super Bowl favorite?
I have them Super Bowl favorite. Okay. I think, and trust me, I've talked about the division being in play, but I'm with you. Buffalo's look really good through 2 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, shaky, I guess, if you will, against Arizona, but they won that one on the back of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
They won last week on the back of defense and the running game.
Mm-hmm.
They feel balanced. I'd put Buffalo on that top tier Super Bowl favorites.
Miami Dolphins.
I say no quarterback.
Well, that's kind of hurtful and right.
Drop back. Do it to the other team.
I mean, I just
kind of correct that he literally just got knocked out.
And
Skylar Thompson and Snoop Huntley for the foreseeable future.
It's probably unfair to the Dolphins because if Tua comes back in December, they have their quarterback, I guess, but
they're not putting him on the IL yet, or IR. IL's baseball.
I thought they were going to. Maybe they haven't officially done it yet. I thought that came out the other day.
Maybe I was reading fake news.
Could be a little bit of fake news, mm-hmm. but look. He could come back in December or late in the year, but what's he going to look like? I would put them on the no QB tier.
No QB. All right.
Patriots.
All right. Well, listen, they could really fall into a variety. They're 1-1. They should be 2-0.
Uh-huh.
They don't throw the receivers.
Nope.
Good running game.
Yep.
They can run it on you.
Sure.
Quarterback's not turning it over.
Well,
right?
There is that. Yeah.
Has he turned it over, Jim?
No, he has not.
He's not turned it over.
Tried to.
The defense. Did look good week one?
Sure.
Week two, made some adjustments, but then situationally kind of let the team down a little bit.
Not great.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Or number two pick watch.
No.
Could be worse.
I think they're out of the mix. They're not going to be so bad as some of these other teams.
Right.
They're definitely not Carolina bad.
No, God, no.
They're not as bad as some of these. I think there could be worse.
Are they as high up as no QB?
No.
Not yet.
A
win on Thursday,
Keith,
you could bump up a tier.
If they won, I would have been pushing for Frisky. I would have been pushing for Frisky.
Oh, yeah, Frisky. Yeah.
They're a frisky little team. If they win, they didn't. So let's keep them just a bit outside.
Could be
I think
worse.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm sorry, not just a bit outside. Sorry.
No, could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Just
yes.
Outside.
Yeah.
You're
please.
Crazy.
Way ahead of ourselves.
Look at that.
Yeah.
New York Jets.
All right, this is the team that you and I differ on the most.
Yeah, so I'm a could be worse. I would put them right where the Patriots are. Could be worse. Because they could be worse.
They could be worse.
All gas.
They might not
have gas, no brakes. I don't love their coach.
They might not have a quarterback.
Are they no QB? He threw a couple tugs, though, right? He's been throwing, what, he got 3 touchdowns this year?
They might be no QB. I would argue for could be worse. Where would you put him? Frisky? You feel like you're a Frisky guy over there.
I think they're Frisky.
Okay. So how do we settle that? Billy breaks the tie.
Billy, what do you think? Or do we just put him into no QB? They're not really a no QB.
Yeah,
like, the whole point of
Billy,
them would be their quarterback.
Billy, are they Frisky or are they could be worse?
Could be worse.
Yeah!
Nice!
Get out of Frisky tier, Jets!
Son of a gun.
You don't belong there.
Big game coming up on Thursday. Something's got to give. Thursday night?
It's got to give.
Somebody takes an L there, you got to go down.
Yeah, you got to drop down. Yeah, it's true.
Drop down
and they tie.
Yeah.
They might.
Ooh, tie, you can
this
stay.
Has got they're ripe for a tie.
0-0.
It's good defense.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's nice.
AFC North.
What are the North? The Baltimore Ravens.
Man.
I'm going to keep them just a bit outside.
Yeah. They're 0-2 right now, aren't they? Like, they're not a Super Bowl favorite. They haven't played like that at all.
To me, I would knock them down a tier from the Super Bowl favorite, which is where I would have had them last go around. I think where we did have them last go around. I think they're still a contender, though, so just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
I know they're 0-2.
Yeah.
You want to go lower?
Well, I don't know if
they're not
necessarily frisky, and they're not no QB.
Right. Could be worse.
Do you put them in only QB? Make a new tier? Like, they got Lamar. That's kind of it.
That's all they have?
That's all they have is Lamar.
You want to make a new tier?
I think maybe a new tier.
Only QB. I like it.
Only QB.
Only QB.
And so that'll go above no QB, right?
Yeah.
At least you have the
below
QB.
Below Frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. They only have a quarterback.
Only QB. Good. Because just a bit outside, based on the start that they're on, I feel is like a little strong for them.
But teams come from 0-2 and make the playoffs all the time.
This is also a tier Tuesday following week 2.
Yeah.
We're not, we don't know what week 8
Yeah, we're not projecting
lies.
Here, Jones. Come on.
We're not projecting.
Fair enough.
We're looking back.
Only QB.
Only QB, Baltimore Ravens.
Which I would watch.
Just a quarterback?
Yeah, only QBs.
Just run around?
Yeah.
$10 a month, no problem.
Exactly.
Cincinnati's work on grip. It's mostly grip stuff. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Work that ball. Break that ball.
Look
in.
At that.
Get it in.
That's the right amount of air in there.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, well, now that we have a new tier, are they also only QB?
Right now they're not much else.
All right, only QB.
Only QB.
Great. I was going to jam them into just a bit outside,
but
now that we
it's
have
too
this
high.
New tier.
Yeah. It's too high for them.
Only QB.
Only QB.
Which I'd still watch.
The Browns.
No QB. No QB.
That's a team.
In your face.
Sans QB.
Yeah, no chop QB. Back. Do it to the other team.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of have a lot of other stuff. Yeah. No QB.
All right.
Deshaun Watson stinks.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
That's frisky.
That's a frisky-ass team.
You can call that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are frisky as it gets.
Frisky
as the day is long.
They're on their backup quarterback. They're 2-0.
Frisky.
That's a frisky. That's
well
like the
coached.
Definition of a frisky team
that's
right there.
That's a good operation
in
Pittsburgh.
Yep.
All right. Heading to the south, the Houston Texans.
Kay.
Houston Texans maybe just a bit outside? Or you like them more than that? Oh, you dog. They didn't look great against the Bears.
Okay. Their defense is so much better than I thought.
Yeah.
I trust the offense. I would argue Super Bowl favorites. You want to go a tier lower.
I think they're just a bit outside right now.
Okay, I can meet you just a bit.
Right there?
I mean, look, Super Bowl favorites was a plant my flag.
That's strong.
Aggressive.
That is. It's a take.
Campaign. It's a take. Yeah. Let's stick with just a bit outside.
Yeah, let's just easy.
Yeah,
easy
yeah.
on the Texans.
It's only week 2.
The Colts.
Colts.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Are they no QB?
Oh, they might be no QB.
I'm going to stick with could be worse.
Yeah, let's put them down. They're in the Pats tier.
Yeah.
Right past Jets, Colts. They're
that's a toss-up. Those three teams,
coin toss.
Round robin that thing, they're all 1-1.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
They kind of blow.
Okay.
I think they could be number 2 pick watch.
Oh.
I think they're that bad right now. Or do you like them a no QB?
I think they're no QB, Keith. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence has lost 7 straight games.
Oof.
I think they might be no QB. Like that's
so that's above could be worse.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
But
so it's Mac Jones. The tier is Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. A new tier. No, we can't do that.
We can Mac Jones that tier.
Or do we put Mac Jones watch? No, not Mac Jones watch. I'm not going to put Mac Jones in our tier. We're not going to do that. Leave him in no QB. Right, because I think it's more fitting and it's more of a shot. Because right now you have the Dolphins who lost their quarterback.
It's a shot at Trevor Lawrence.
Watson and Lawrence are like, come on, guys.
No QB.
Figure it out.
He's been terrible. That team's been terrible. No QB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tennessee Titans.
Easy.
Titans.
Number one pick watch.
Number two pick watch. Yeah, Will Levis is bad. Because even they don't have a QB, but they don't have much else. They're kind of a mess.
And to watch.
Look, they could be no QB, but
it's too high. I think
it's too high as well.
Brian Callahan thinks no QB.
He hates Will Levis so much. Does he hate him?
But does Will Levis get benched? Who do they have behind him?
Not Malik Willis anymore.
Yeah,
they
not
don't
Tannehill.
Have Malik Willis. Let me effort that. They have. Whoa,
good question. Who is the backup quarterback in Tennessee?
Mason Rudolph from the. Blitzburg Steelers.
No wonder they keep rolling out Levis.
Yeah, they're kind of stuck.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's number two pick watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
AFC West, the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos.
Your guy, Bo Pix. I want to make you say it.
Chop back, do it to the other team.
I don't know. That's the no
he broke it. They asked him what happened on the pick, and he explained it.
Yeah, it's very detailed.
He dropped back, threw it to the other team in the end zone.
What about the sack where he didn't get hit and fell over?
He's off to a slow start, Nick. Like, I don't know why you guys have to harp on it. He's off to a slower start. It happens all the time. Look at Troy Aikman's first couple of games. The guy won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's true. Number two pick watch? Yeah. They're that bad.
They're that bad.
They're going to be drafting a quarterback next year. They're that bad.
No, stop.
Maybe.
They need a lot of help.
Number two pick watch.
They need an offensive line. Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
Any running backs?
Backs.
Wide receivers.
Wide outs.
Quarterback.
Defense? Not enough. They got other problems. A lot of problems.
Number,
they need a new coach.
Number two pick
Get
watch.
Sean Payton out of there.
Chiefs.
Super Bowl favorites.
Yep, they're
Come
back
on.
Up there.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah, please.
We were negotiating off the air. My waivers run at noon.
Yeah.
Carson Steele is our pickup of the week in fantasy, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. I think he's the number one pickup, but is he like burn your top waiver priority on that? If you're number one in waivers, like you don't have to get in.
I think he's a huge boomer bust. First of all, great name.
Carson Steele is a nice name.
He has been added by 2 million people right now.
Yeah.
Find him on OnlyFans, I would imagine.
So
Carson Steele.
I bet you could.
So he is a classic boomer bust to me.
Hey, because, ladies.
Yeah.
Somebody order a pizza. I'm Carson Steele.
Isaiah Pacheco out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So if he takes over, great. You're the number one back in Kansas City. But they also have Samaje Perine, who's had some big games with Cincinnati when Mixon got hurt in years past. He has the NCAA record for most rushing yards in a game.
Wow.
I don't know if that matters.
Like that.
And there's apparently interest in Kareem Hunt, who was really good in Kansas City.
Yeah, so look.
Might be a crowded backfield. Plus, I don't know if he's going to be the every down guy.
I think you want to add him if he's out there.
I'm trying to take him.
But am I using my number one waiver priority? Or if you do fab, am I spending like a big chunk of my budget? I'm not. Which means I'm probably not getting him.
No.
But there you go. He's our number one ad. Chiefs are Super Bowl favorites. Who are our other AFC West teams?
Yes. The Raiders.
Oh.
Blow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They went into Baltimore and beat him. That's a frisky team.
Oh, you like him frisky?
I think that's a frisky team. They also could be no QB.
I do like Gardner. No. What? Gardner Minshew?
I like him too, but
Gardner Minshew.
But like if they had a real quarterback.
No, Devontae Adams had a good he had a really good game. There was
hey, baby. You wanna come take a ride with the Mississippi mud flat?
I mean, I do like that.
Yeah, no, they're frisky.
That's a frisky team.
Pretty frisky.
Yep.
Last team of the West of the Chargers.
Oh. I think they're frisky too.
Frisky.
I like them.
Yeah.
I kind of like them.
Yeah.
Harbaugh. I get them in the playoffs.
I was going to say, if you wanted to negotiate them up to just a bit outside, I'd listen. But let's start with Frisky.
Well, because
they beat Carolina last
week. I was going to say, they haven't had a murderer's row thus far. So I'll take. But they beat the Raiders, right? Wasn't their first game? They already beat the Raiders.
Yeah, maybe
it wasn't particularly close.
They're high up in the Frisky tier as well.
All right, high on the Frisky tier.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Okay, NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys.
I'd say sold just a bit outside. That's a team that they're going to be a playoff team.
They're 1-1.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Not Super Bowl favorite by any means.
No, not
but
a Super
probably
Bowl.
Above frisky. Yeah. They don't really fit the definition.
They're not
of frisky.
They
can't be.
They're not could be worse. No. They have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback only. No, they have CeeDee Lamb and Parsons.
And
they're just a bit outside.
Just about. That's fine.
Yeah.
New York Giants.
Ooh. Number 2 pick watch.
Oh, that is a real bad team.
Yeah.
Could this year get any
They just lost to the Commanders.
Yeah, they did, in a game in which they didn't allow a touchdown, and they scored 3 touchdowns.
The first team to ever do it.
First time happened in regulation in NFL history.
Brian Daboll is about to get fired.
It was a good pick by you.
Daboll's not going to finish the year there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
They're number 2 pick watch.
Philadelphia Eagles.
So, just an absolute blunder last night. They were winning that game, should have won that game. Couple things. They shouldn't have thrown the ball, but Saquon Barkley also should have caught the ball. And then they could have had like a little bit of resistance on that final drive to Kirk Cousins. They decided not to.
No, they didn't even cover Drake
London.
They
just laid down and died. Yeah. And so they probably going to be just a bit outside.
That's right.
Right?
Just a bit outside. Similar to Dallas. I don't really see any other place to put them, but I haven't loved what I've seen out of them in either of the first two games.
Okay.
Washington Commanders.
Now, they got the aforementioned win over the Giants. The Commanders, nobody in this division is 2-0, right?
Nope.
So the Commanders are 1-1.
I'm ready to put them. It could be worse. I'll reward them for a win. Could be worse. They graduate from number 2 pick watch to could be worse.
They could be worse.
Yeah. That's they could true. Be worse.
They could definitely be worse.
Jaden Daniels could be worse.
All right.
Now, right to the north, the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Bears would be, could
be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
And they're not frisky.
They're not frisky.
Can we
stay on the QB.
Can we do defense only?
That's all they got.
Defense
like the old
only.
School Bears.
Yeah, it's a good defense.
Old school Bears. Yeah, they could be worse, though.
Okay, the Lions.
Lions.
This is similar to the Eagles and Cowboys.
Just a bit outside.
I still have them just a bit outside, but I don't like what I've seen at all.
How can you?
They should have lost week one to the Rams, and they did lose
so
to
they're
Tampa.
Just a bit outside, but arrow pointing down.
Yeah, bottom of the tier.
They're falling apart.
Okay. Bottom tier could be worse.
I got that.
Green Bay Packers.
So, are they no QB, or is that too low for them? Are they frisky? Without the quarterback, they're frisky now.
I was going to put them just a bit outside. Let's go no QB for the time being. You want to do that?
No QB?
Yeah, I mean, they looked awfully frisky without Jordan Love last week.
They got a win.
Lost with Jordan Love.
They scored
with
16
Malik Willis.
Points.
Thinking man emoji.
What does it mean?
Let's go no QB. That's a temporary probation, no QB.
Okay,
let's do that.
Fair.
Minnesota Vikings.
That's a frisky team.
I was going to say, Minnesota, they're 2-0 right now.
That's a well-coached, frisky team. I don't know how long it's going to last, but they're 2-0. They beat the Niners.
Yeah. Skull! Skull!
Skull!
Skull!
That's a frisky team.
All right, good.
Okay,
good.
To the south, the Atlanta Falcons.
Big win last night.
You liked that?
I did.
You liked that?
I really liked it.
I did like that quite a bit. Now, week one, they lost a ugly game to what is already a frisky team, maybe the leader of the frisky teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
But then they beat Philly on Monday night in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins, or in Philly, and Kirk Cousins looked a lot better than he did in week one.
He looked more. They emphasized this on the broadcast. He was under center. He was moving around better. So
are they frisky?
I think they're frisky.
They might be frisky.
That's a frisky team.
That's frisky.
I think we got a lot of frisky teams
coming
up.
Well, yeah, it's a frisky league.
Yeah, it's a very frisky league. That's true.
Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
They are in Bryce Young was here. That is right now.
It's their own tier.
Their own tier.
You like that?
They are so bad. They are dead last.
They have
this year get any
No, it cannot. We have seven or eight tiers. They're at the bottom tier all alone
been
by themselves.
Outscored this season 73-13.
That's better than I would have thought.
That is a different minus 60, okay. Which is nobody is near that.
And they benched the quarterback.
A's of yeah. football.
Yep. Yeah, they benched their quarterback who they mortgaged their whole future for. They're on their own tier. Who do we have left?
The Saints.
Okay. They're just a bit outside, Keith.
Really?
They're
lighting it up.
No one stopped their offense yet.
Clint Kubiak.
Look, you said this to me earlier.
Genius.
We're not predicting anything.
No, we're not.
It's through 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
They're just a bit outside.
Set it up. Okay.
Clint Kubiak. Patriots should have had him here. That offense is great. Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
All right, thank you.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Also just a bit outside. They have to be. They're 2-0. They just beat your Lions.
I was going to say frisky, but if you want to put them up there, let's go.
Baker Mayfield, people counted them out.
This is Baker Mayfield love purely from Keith.
I love Baker Mayfield, but they're 2-0.
I'll go just a bit outside. Fine.
They beat the Lions, and then who did they beat week one?
Beat the Lions
Commanders.
In Detroit.
Commanders, but they beat them pretty good.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Fine.
Good.
Just a bit outside.
Gate to the west and the Arizona Cardinals.
Are they
frisky?
They might be frisky.
They're
huh?
frisky. They almost beat Buffalo.
That's right.
They whomped the Rams.
Oh, they did. They destroyed the Rams. They took the soul of the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, frisky.
They are frisky.
Frisky with an arrow pointing up.
Marvin Harrison Jr.,
this
folks.
This is Beckett.
Hello.
If this is a Beckett magazine, arrow up.
Green arrow.
Big time. Green
like
arrow.
That.
Yeah.
LA Rams.
I kind of want to put them number two pick watch, but they're probably
like hospital because that whole team is hurt.
Could be watch.
Could be worse.
I mean, yeah. Could be watched.
Let's put them in.
Could
be worse.
Yeah.
Not much worse. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are hurt.
Their own tier is not a bad idea for them,
that's
though.
True.
Ambulance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, could be
the Amberlamps.
Yeah. Rambulance?
Rambulance.
Rambulance.
Yeah. Do we do Rambulance?
New tier?
Rambulance. All right, where does that fall? In between could be worse and no QB?
Yeah.
Like above that?
Yeah.
Above could be worse?
I think
below.
No, it should be below could be worse.
Below could be worse?
And above number two pick watch.
Rambulance. Below could be worse.
Okay. Rambulance. I'm going to have to add that. All right. Very good.
Yeah, Bill?
To the 49ers.
They're still Super Bowl favorites, I think.
What?
You don't think so?
Oh.
I mean, they lost to the Vikings. They lost McCaffrey and Debo.
They lost to the Vikings in Minnesota. They beat the Jets, who you hate.
I do hate.
They actually play the Rambulance. I almost would put them in the Rambulance. McCaffrey's down.
You want to put them in the Rambulance?
Debo and McCaffrey are gone.
Pop the Niners in the Rambulance. I like
it. They're in the Rambulance.
Get in there, Niners.
I think you guys have to go there.
Who's our last
team? You're in a little bit of timeout.
Last but not least, the Seahawks.
All right. Frisky?
Are the Seahawks frisky? That's what everybody wants to know. They just came in and beat a really good Patriots team.
I think they're frisky.
They beat the Broncos, so they beat Bo Nix and Jacoby Brissett. That makes them frisky?
Where else are you going to put them?
They're
not just a bit outside.
They're not only QB. They're not no QB.
They're definitely not the Rambulance.
They might be frisky.
Frisky.
They're 2-0. They're 2-0. Let's celebrate 2-0.
Frisky by default.
All right, so this is what we have. Super Bowl favorites after this exercise. Only the Chiefs and the Bills.
Nobody in the NFC.
No.
Nice.
Just a bit outside, we have the Texans, Cowboys, Eagles, Lions, Saints, Bucks. The frisky teams, which is the biggest tier.
Maybe my favorite tier.
Steelers,
yeah.
Chargers,
uh-huh.
Raiders.
Vikings, Falcons, Cardinals, Seahawks. A lot of birds. Three different birds.
It's a
dirty bird, an osprey.
Well-known frisky being is what a bird is.
And
yeah.
a cardinal, which I see in my backyard all the time.
All the time.
Only QB. Ravens, Bengals, Lamar and Burrow.
Oh, only QB. I'm sorry. Yes, only QB.
No QB. Dolphins, Browns, Jags, Packers.
Okay.
Could be worse. Patriots, Jets, Colts, Commanders, Bears.
Mm-hmm.
The Rambulance is the Rams and the Niners.
Okay. I really like that the Niners are in there. Yeah, I like that.
Number two pick watch.
Yep.
Titans, Broncos, Giants.
Yeah, stink, stink, stink.
And Bryce Young was here. Panthers.
Could this year get any
I think we crushed it.
I think we did a pretty good job.
I'll be honest, that's really good stuff.
The Super Bowl favorites feels a bit light, but I think we did a pretty good job.
No.
That's all right. We got a lot of time to sort that out. Yeah, it's the league's fault. That's not our fault.
Uh-huh.
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.